We're going.
Yep. I'm going to call the meeting to order because it's a long night. We don't want it to be too long. I'll entertain a motion to consider the minutes from July 13th.
Motion to approve the July 13th minutes.
Second.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now moving on to the RFP. I've circulated the changes, which were as discussed in the last committee meeting, as best my notes could reflect. I'd like us, having heard, we left it that if we didn't hear responses, we'd be ready to go out, but since we're having the meeting today, I'd like to just quick go through it. Get everyone's comments if there's
right,
issues.
Right, I didn't respond because I knew you had the
meeting. Exactly. So let's do it. Dave.
All right. We have on the first one on the history, it's a little bit on paragraph one. It seems that we indicate Judy was parish. And the county executive offered a compromise consideration that needs to be assessed. The way that reads, it's like you're assessing the two-mile plan as opposed to the whole corridor.
Okay, so you're talking about the 1-2. Dave is in 1.2, background of project,
yep.
First paragraph, third sentence, I think, or it might be second. Well, Kurt?
Maybe what it should say, that hasn't been addressed.
Say that again?
Well, the executive made a proposal, but the legislature hasn't addressed it yet. So
oh, that has not been addressed?
You know, that has not been addressed.
Okay.
Well, when you have it written in there, this needs to be addressed. It's almost like you're kind of asking in the scope later on that that's what you want them.
Okay. So
so that I don't even know if that really needs to be in there.
Well, what do you think about what Jeanette just suggested, which is to change the language? Because, again, remember, this is for the benefit of someone who's applying or answering the RFP to understand the history.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say that the county executive offered a compromise for consideration that has not been addressed.
But that also needs to be addressed?
No.
That
no,
as of that, yet has not been addressed.
Or just that has not been addressed.
No. Needs that have not been addressed.
But that's the point, Dave. But Dave is saying that when we say that it...
You're reading through this so you could say, well, wait a minute, so is that what the major thing is, to address that compromise? I don't even know why it... I mean, you can say that there wasn't a compromise, there was a compromise offered, but by me saying that it needed to be assessed... I mean,
well,
it's almost like you're saying that that's the main thing that needs to be assessed.
Does the consultant that's going to do this work need to know that there was a compromise or just give them a task on what we need studied?
Right, I agree.
Well, the problem, I mean, so we could delete that whole second sentence and it would just say the UND Corridor Committee was established, blah, 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 and then say this committee will present its findings to the Ulster County Legislature no later than 11:30. 2015.
Because technically, there the compromise was never presented.
Okay, but it was presented.
Yes, it was.
It, I mean, the executive, right? The executives brought it up.
Did the railroad ever receive the information on that?
No, it's not written. I don't see any document that's been
okay,
made.
Wait. Without having a debate, again, remembering that this is about giving information.
Right.
We know Resolution 275 is the current, right now, Resolution 275 is our current policy, period. That is our current policy. The reason that we got to the point of having Resolution 155 is truly that the executive suggested a compromise. To some degree, that is why.
That's not the reason why.
Why are we here then when we have a standing policy?
Because there has been a lot of talk about maybe the policy is not the correct policy.
Jeanette?
Yeah. I have a concern if you take that out.
This, yes?
Yeah. Because I know that there are some legislators and many others that I spoke to that don't think there should be rail in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to leave that in there with the possibility that the consultant comes back, you know, and says, yeah, it won't work there. Well, we have an opportunity. If we say that there's been a proposal offered by the county executive, you take that all out, and then what are you going to go back and say, well, wait a minute, all right, we'll just take that one section that's mm-hmm. already operating in Kingston. I think it's going to be after the, you know, after the barn door closes, and then you could very well be left out, because we have no idea what the consultant's going to come back and say. And we really have no idea what the full legislature is going to say.
How about this?
Okay.
If I offer a compromise of sorts, you know, strike the county executive offered a compromise for consideration that needs to be assessed, and write, you know, because it says due to differing, I'll read it from here, due to differing points of view and some successes of the current railroad tenant, the committee finds it's prudent to explore other options.
Then you also have to take out on the next page.
Hold on, let's not get to the next page. We're on this page. We've got to move through one point at a time.
It's the same point.
I mean, for me, just
that would open it up to further than the.
Yeah, that's. I'm with
Tim. It is a fact.
It is not a fact.
It is a fact. Hold on. No, please keep it to the table.
They've never received this.
Hey, we're going to see one at a time.
Okay. They've never received anything, and there was really no clear plan. I asked for the plan. I did not see a plan. In other words, where are they supposed to put their trains? Where are they? A number of things. There is no plan. They just said, they can operate on where they're operating, and that was it. That is not a compromise. Compromise requires two people to actually sit down and have a discussion.
Okay, but I agree with Jeanette in that one. It is a fact that we have Resolution 275 of 2014, and this states what it says. And two, the railroad has had, the current tenant had some successes. And three, the county executive offered a compromise. We could pretend it didn't happen. There was a press release.
This is the plan.
You know, so.
This is the plan that everybody was available. It was in the press. You know, if nobody has
again, this is just information. It's just giving information to background. This is background.
Whether you agree with it or not,
copies
all of
it
is background.
But the point is that the way it reads like they want to. In other words, this is the main thing that you're assessing.
That's what I agree with you to remove the needs to be, and you can change it to that has not been assessed. That's just a fact. It has not been assessed.
Yeah,
we have not assessed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why it doesn't take away from the idea.
Okay,
Manna.
I think that it would be okay to leave the county executive has offered a compromise as one of the other reasons, but I really like the language that Ken proposed. Because of all these reasons, the committee finds it prudent to explore other options.
Okay. Can you repeat that, Ken?
Yeah, due to differing points of view and some successes of the current railroad tenant, the committee finds it prudent to explore other options.
Fine.
All options is perfect. That's even better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. I'm good too. Is everyone okay
Did
with that language?
Did you catch the first edit? Mm-hmm. No. I'm sorry.
No, we didn't touch that one yet.
The top.
Dave jumped right down in here.
Oh, okay. Committee to conduct. Take ingo.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
To conduct. Okay.
And the legislature has determined that it is critical.
Yep. That it is critical.
The
back
last
in
sentence.
One. Section
one purpose. The top.
Okay.
I went back to the top.
Okay, Fawn, can I back up for a second? Fawn, did you get Ken's language? Okay, so we're good with that. Okay, can we keep moving on through background of project? Were there any other comments in background of project, Carol?
I have one that actually comes from Mark.
Okay.
And he said that part of this, I think, is already struck. The last sentence in the first paragraph, the Ulster County Legislature has determined that it was critical to establish a policy for the future of this important underutilized public asset. He felt that later in the proposal you did have a policy stated.
What does that mean? Where?
Oh,
the first paragraph, the last sentence. The Ulster County legislator has determined it was critical to establish a policy for the future uses of this important underutilized public asset. He read later in it that there was you did have a policy in there of using it.
Well, we do, but this resolution, I mean, that's the language, that is from the language that you, we didn't change, the black is from the the language that you put in,
okay,
as a sample.
Yeah, but when you strike the sentence before
you struck the first sentence.
It does change the meaning of the second.
Okay.
So well, instead of establish, go ahead.
I was going to say we do have a policy, but it's not a comprehensive policy because we haven't vetted all the possible uses.
Understand, but this doesn't say that
we
to establish a comprehensive policy.
It just says
to establish a policy.
Or we could say re-examine.
Has determined that it is critical
to re-examine the policy.
A comprehensive policy for the future uses.
I can live with that.
There you go.
Okay. Right. To re-examine a comprehensive policy.
Okay. Well, that's the point, though, is that the policy, the existing policy, is not comprehensive, so we can't re-examine a to re-examine an existing policy and consider more comprehensive.
Or to
re-examine the current policy.
How about to re-examine and to re-examine and establish a comprehensive policy?
To re-examine current policy and establish a comprehensive policy for the future uses.
Okay, to re-examine current policy and establish a comprehensive policy for the future uses. Is everyone okay with that?
It's a little wordy,
I think,
but it seems like it accomplishes
the
goal.
When you say it that way, you're telling the person you're not happy with what you have and you want others.
Well, we are authorized to conduct a re-examination of policy and to recommend on future policy.
We're re-examining and recommending.
Critical to re-examine current policy and to recommend, well, the legislature, we're not talking about us, we're talking about the legislature, and establish.
Yeah.
Well, no. This sentence is about the legislature determining that it's critical that we re-examine policy and that we establish a comprehensive policy. Right? I mean, that's, we are charged with recommending something, but.
Yeah, but that's about the legislature.
Wait a minute, could you go over this again? You're talking about this last sentence.
In paragraph one, the Ulster County Legislature, remember we're talking about the legislature, not our committee, right?
Has created a policy. We have.
Right, but listen to the sentence. The Ulster County Legislature has determined that it is critical to re-examine current policy and establish a comprehensive.
But the legislature hasn't made that decision.
Yes, it has. By resolution 155, the language in 155 said that this committee shall re-examine all documents and policy, and we shall make a recommendation. So the legislature basically said, we all said, it is critical.
I didn't get the policy part. I got the documentation part.
But here's the thing, though, with what the county exec has offered as a compromise, the only way that compromise could even be considered to work is that we would have to redo 275, because today 275 says the only place for rail is in the Phoenician section.
Yeah.
So if we're really revisiting this compromise, you know, and this whole process, it could potentially change the policy we have in place today. Doesn't mean it will, doesn't mean it won't, it just means that it creates that potential. Right.
So where are we at with language?
To re-examine current policy and
establish a comprehensive policy for the future uses of this important underutilized public asset. I like it.
It's wordy,
I like
but
that.
I can live with it. Can
Say
everyone
it
live with it?
Say it again.
It is critical to re-examine current policy and to establish a comprehensive policy for the future uses of this important underutilized.
Okay. moving right along.
Okay.
Got that one going first.
Okay.
So first paragraph's done.
Now we're in 1.2, background of project, without going through line by line. Everyone's read it. Does anyone have any other comments on the background? Carl, and then Dave.
Well, if we're going to take out the wording about the county executive proposed compromise, then we should take out the last paragraph on page 2 of the document, or 3, whatever. It says, in December 2014, based on some successes, blah, 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 county proposed compromise the segment.
Oh,
no, we're still on the history.
Yeah, we are in the, yeah, you're at the last paragraph in the second page.
I mean, I don't know how you, I mean, if we're going to take that out of the beginning history, and, you know, is this going to confuse anything?
No.
No, it's just, it's a beat in time. I think it's just, saying what happened.
I think where we took it out the last time, I think it aids it. I think that this just adds the background. In the other spot, I think, I kind of agree with Dave.
This was
that,
the purpose, and this was the background. Yeah.
I kind of agree with Dave. In the other place, it could lead a bidder to think that that's all we're looking at. I don't think that that's where it would.
Okay. But the only other thing I'm concerned about is if a prospective person who's going to bid on this project and is not familiar with the compromise, he's going to have to look where?
Yeah.
To get it?
I have Dave and then you.
Where is he going to get it?
When you're done. Where is he going to get what?
The compromise. Where is he going to read the compromise?
I don't think he or she has to read the compromise.
It says right here in the last paragraph.
It says what it is.
Compromise is.
So yeah, it says that the segment from Kingsville.
Well,
hold on. Let's. This again is just a background beat. It says it there. It's not. We don't need to. A bidder doesn't have to research every last bit. It's just part of a story. It's a narrative. Dave.
I'm sure that it would come up anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got done. Paragraph 2, can I go down?
Back to the existing UND on page 2? Yes.
Yeah, on page 2. Paragraph 2 says it's 3 miles long and has 30 to 66 feet wide. Now, if my memory serves me correct, it is more like it runs up to 100 points. So if my memory serves me correct, it's probably closer to, say, 66 to 100, not 30 to 66.
Well, does someone have the actual facts on that?
Dave's right on the minimum. It's usually 66, and it goes as wide as 200.
Okay. So
it's usually in rods.
The average is 66 to 100, though, right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's usually in rods, that's sort of 66 feet.
Right, so 33 from the middle.
Okay, so 66 to what's the accurate number?
100.
Well, you do 66 to 100 because that's what it kind of averages out. In some places are bigger than that.
Okay. 66 to 100 feet wide.
To over 100. To over 100.
Yes. That's over 100.
It's over, okay. 66 to over 100.
Okay. That's a good catch. Any other comments in this section? Jeanette, you had your hand raised a moment ago.
Yeah, I don't want to kill a dead horse, but I'm still hung up on the fact that there is a proposal by the executive, a plan, a well-written plan.
Most of us agree with that. Yeah, and it's in the background.
So, all right, hold on.
No, that there is one.
So when a consultant is responding to this RFP, what is noted so he knows where to go look for that?
Right.
The responder will, if they want to see it, ask if it's available.
So you think the language is clear enough that he knows that there is...
Jeanette, if you look at the bottom of page 3...
Even if it's vague and he says, what information do you have on this plan, then we can do an addendum and send it to everyone. Mm-hmm. So the vendor does have the right to request any additional information they may want.
Manna, and then Jim, I don't know if that was a hand raise, but Manna.
Yeah, and with regard to that, at the bottom of the page, I have just one suggestion. I think it is historical, it should stay there, that in December of 2014, based on some success, the county executive proposed, and I don't, you know, we call it a compromise. What he proposed was allowing rail with trail for that segment. and I think it should say that.
So you want to just strike the compromise?
More than just railway trail, though. There's quite a bit attached to that. That would be there if that was okay as to how it would be done. That's what I'm saying. It really should make copies of this and everybody. This is from December of 2014.
That's the media release.
It's the plan.
You could just change the word compromise to plan or
option,
recommendation or suggestion or
suggestion.
Just that
probably a good word.
County executive proposed.
What does he call it?
A compromise.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah.
Just his proposal. Just remove the compromise.
So we'll have to have it. They could not have rail in Kingston.
Well, if you just take it out, propose that the segment without calling it a. I tend to agree with Dave that a compromise is something that is worked upon. This was offered.
It's not a compromise to the Catskill Mountain Railroad.
Right.
It is a proposal to the legislature. If you thought it was reasonable and responsible, you would have to amend 275.
Yeah. How about this?
All right.
It
has nothing to do with the Catskill Mountain.
Could it be that the county executive proposed, would it be an alternative policy in which
proposed the 2 mile railroad to continue to exist in the city of Kingston?
Well,
I had suggested propose
put forth a proposal where?
Wait.
Propose that the segment.
Just get rid of a compromise. Yeah.
Just propose that the segment. That's what he.
Okay. And the information's still there. Is everyone okay with losing the compromise? I mean, the only question would be for someone reading it to realize that it's a change.
If you don't like the word proposed,
how about
proposed
to change? Uh-huh. How about proposed to change?
It's a compromise that they don't like the word.
How about proposed to change that the segment from Kingston Plaza to Hurley Mountain would have rail with trail.
Yes.
I like man is my best. Oh, cleaner. Compromise.
Okay. How are we with just getting rid of a compromise?
I'm in favor of it.
Okay, just get rid of a compromise. Based on some success by CMRR in Kingston, the county executive proposed that the segment from Kingston Plaza to Hurley Mountain Road would have rail with trail in some segments and trail only from Hurley Mountain Road to the westernmost end of the Ashokan Reservoir.
Yeah, right.
And road should be capitalized.
It
both
sounds
shows.
Good.
Okay. Any other comments on background?
In that sentence you're working on, shouldn't we then change would to could? Because if it wasn't a compromise where there was some give and take, then I think it was just could happen.
Oh.
Well, it's the proposal that would. It's not that it's going to happen. No, if the proposal was adopted, it would have rail with trail. It's not like spinning a wheel. If the proposal is adopted, maybe there'd be rail with trail.
Grammatical, what she's talking about.
Right.
I know, and I don't agree with the grammatical change.
Is this something a change or an alternative?
I mean, it's probably technically more grammatically correct to say could without, but I'm okay. Whatever. Does anyone else have the could would?
Well, it would only be the case if you change the policy. That's why.
And that's what he's. It's a proposal.
Right.
The county executive proposed that the segment would have that.
Yeah.
I'm saying proposed. If he was proposing, you know, that somebody walk across the street, they could get hit by a car. If they proposed that they would have rail with trail, then they would have rail with trail.
I'm not stuck on it.
Yes, and it was a compromise, so I think we should keep wood in.
Okay. Yes?
On the top of page 3 where it talks about the city of Kingston, only Progress Corridor, actually only about 3 miles.
a mile and a half of it is leased to the trolley museum, and the other mile and a half is currently being converted to a mall.
Okay. So the city of Kingston owns approximately three miles.
One and a half miles
of which?
Is leased to the trolley museum.
But it's no longer, should you mention that it's no longer connected in any way to this corridor? There's a hospital in between.
Wait a minute, doesn't the city of Kingston own approximately 1.5 miles of railroad property, which is leased to the Trolley Museum in New York? Isn't that a fact?
Yeah, but they actually own 3 miles, and half of it is to the Trolley
Museum. So what is the other 1.5?
It's currently being converted into the multi-use trail.
Well, you should say that.
Well, Mark Ryder wondered why it's even in here, because it's...
Yeah, if it's not connected.
Having them now look at the city.
Yeah, it's not connected.
Okay, what does everybody think about that? If it's not, I mean...
Just say the Kingston owns approximately 3 miles of railroad property, the other major landowner, because that's all it's saying, is that there's multiple landowners. So don't even go into the trolley and all of that. Just say the city of Kingston owns approximately 3 miles of railroad property. The other major landowner along the corridor is the New York City DEP. And just leave it simple.
Where's the rest of it?
Like no plug for the trolley museum?
No. 38
and
something.
I
should.
It's
a better word.
Right away.
Okay, can we go back? Ken's asked that we go back to the bottom of page 3 to the wood versus could.
I believe, you know, after thinking about it over and over again, I think that the correct word would be should. Not would or could.
Should.
Yeah. Since it's a proposal that it should have rail with trail in that section. I mean, ponder it. I just think that.
Okay. Anyone else?
God, I'm glad you're not an attorney.
Maybe someday.
Maybe that's what they do.
Not that way. If he was an attorney, it would be shall.
Where is it?
What about will?
Where are we looking?
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're going to amend Resolution 275, the policy.
How about will?
Wait.
It's a better word.
Should
well, the he doesn't.
Definite.
The executive doesn't get to say will. Only the legislature can say will. So it's what the executive, I mean, is saying that's his proposal. That's what he's recommending. That's the compromise that he's recommending, which, in essence, he is saying should. I feel like I cannot, right now, I cannot, would, could, should. I defer. I'm not stuck on it.
I think should reads well, and I think it's accurate.
Should. I'm fine with should. Is everyone good with should?
Yeah.
Let's do should.
Should.
Thank you.
Right. Now, is that a compromise?
Glance over these things.
Okay, moving on. Anything else in background?
Right.
They're going to have this thing
read. You've got to ask if that doesn't lead your consultant to say, I mean, that it's really pulled out of context. He said it could be railway trail if he changed the policy and if other certain things happened, like that the additional cost would be picked up by a future operator, that there would be a future operator that could show a viable business plan. I mean, would is... I think should is strong.
Should is strong. And I don't have what he said in front of me, so I don't know if he was saying it should be or if he's saying it could be.
I assumed everybody...
I guess technically he had to be saying it could be because... In a technical sense, he defers to the legislature in terms of policy. So,
as a consultant, he's going to look at every segment and give you his best professional opinion. This background probably isn't going to have a whole hell of a lot to affect that.
I'm going to vote for could. Let's get a raise of hands for how many want should. Would.
I like wood. I thought we come.
I'm should or would. I'm you know, still.
Could.
Let's go for
shall.
I mean, the ties are wood.
Three for could.
I'm pretty sure
there was nothing should about the wood. Those rails.
For wood. How many for wood again, please?
Why not?
would we have four?
Okay, we're going
with
Jim keeps raising his hand. He raised two. Okay, we're going with wood.
Would we? Would I vote?
Gonna leave it wood.
Wood.
Wood. It just.
I'm a wood.
You're a wood. All right, wood. All right, let's move on. Let's stay focused. Qualification of recipient, page six. Okay, this is from this. This red was from my notes. Yeah, page six.
Page. In the back of four.
No, I don't think so. It's 3.0. I'm sorry.
Only in red.
They weren't numbered and I didn't.
Yeah, but four, that's the continuation of the background. So.
Also, the on two, I have another thing on in that paragraph.
Page two?
No, paragraph two would be page three.
Okay.
And that the approximately 12 miles of railroad along the north side of the Chopin Reservoir presently is actually a perpetual easement for railroad purposes only.
I don't see that on paragraph two, on page three.
No, that's what it should be saying.
Where are
you? Right now there's a perpetual easement for railroad only on that corridor.
He's talking about paragraph one on page three.
Are you talking about paragraph two on page three, which is what you just said?
It is. They have no contract signed. That was an understanding that they're going to do studies, not that they
have a contract.
I have no idea where
they have a contract that's signed.
They have a contract. In other words, you go to the
IGA. The majors in the New York State Department owns approximately 12 miles of the railroad corridor on the north side of the Washington Reservoir.
In other words, the railroad easement is right now. There's a perpetual railroad easement on that.
Nope. Page four.
Oh my gosh, you're on page four. Okay.
Can you
restate? Because you all directed us to page three, so we're totally confused.
Four.
We're on page.
The paragraph starts on May 19th, 2015.
Whoa.
Page three.
Page three.
Second paragraph. In 2006.
In 2006.
Where am I?
I don't know.
Page four.
I lost my spot. Yeah, part of two goes right into page three, right?
Four.
And, I'm sorry. And you talked about the railroad, and it says it's actually 11.5 miles, but it talks about it, approximately 12 miles of the railroad corridor along the north side of the river. But
that's page three.
Right.
Here it
does say paragraph two. Let's see the It's paragraph two.
But it's paragraph one of page three. So let's just...
Yeah, he's on paragraph two.
And all it says is that DEP owns 12 miles of the railroad corridor, which is accurate.
It doesn't distinguish anything else.
But it should. It does later. It's a perpetual railroad easement.
It just says
it owns 12 miles. It doesn't say anything about what that 12 miles is, whether it's rail, whether it's trail.
It's an issue that it's the perpetual railroad.
They don't own a railroad corridor.
He's done that from places right away.
No. It's an easement over watershed land.
Right.
So it's a little long.
Well, Ulster County owns the
Well, this was taken from all of the documents that have been pulled together.
Okay, so what's the language? What's the language you're proposing?
Right now, the county has a 11.5 mile perpetual easement for railroad purposes only in the land owned by New York City. That's what it is at this very point.
So what you can say is it. DEP, right, owns approximately 12 miles of the railroad corridor along the north side of the Ashokan Reservoir, of which the county of Ulster has a perpetual railroad easement.
That's right.
Over which.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's fine. When it should be put in.
Well, say that again.
After the Ashokan Reservoir,
yeah.
Over which the which county of Ulster... Yeah. Has a perpetual railroad easement.
Nana, this is just a little technical thing, but it's confusing to me. I would think of this as page one, and then this as page two.
Okay, let's just deal with the pages we're doing. This is standard boilerplate, the way that...
standard, and those are your cover sheets. Yeah. I don't number them because the one is basically your title sheet, and your second one is a receipt confirmation form that comes back to us from the vendor.
Okay.
So then page one starts with the details and specifications.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. And, okay.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
And there are. Did they see these pages?
You know what page we're on with paragraph
one? Okay, so now we're moving on to page six, section three. Well, again, we're looking at the red, because that's where we're at changes. Now, this came from my notes from our last working session. I think it's worthy of discussion because I'm okay. Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, I just felt that, and I thought we had talked about this at the meeting, that by kind of drilling down and get this much specificity, we start to kind of narrow the focus of consultants, and that the intent is any consultant who, you know, is going to be bidding on this is going to have a general understanding of some of this stuff, and they'll know where to go, where to get the information to deliver fact to the process. But to start saying they have to have experience and demonstrated experience, I think it just starts to overly prescribe.
I have Manna, and then Dave, and then Herb.
All right, I wasn't quite finished with the other one, but I had another one I was going to do, but that's fine.
Okay. Let's do Manna first. Yeah, then we'll go. Let's get this finished, then we'll go back. Manna.
Yeah.
My concern is that we then have to rank. And I feel that this language is important in there to be able to rank the consultants. Without this in there, you know, what are the real criteria? These are the qualifications for a respondent, and I feel pretty strongly that they should be specific. I have a couple other things I'd like to add in, but at least this much of the language.
Herb?
I would even take it one step further, because I agree with Manna Joe, and it should be that the consultant should supply a demonstrated record. We don't want to hire an orator that's never done this before but can speak very well and spend $30,000 and get nothing out of it. We do want to hire a consultant that has a track record and a very good track record on this type of work.
Can you say the language again? The consultant should supply?
Just take the word have and put the word substitute supply. So he gives us, in his proposal, his experience, his background, his, I worked on this job, I worked on that job.
On page 9, it does say the responder will provide a history of the company, describe their professional qualifications, prior experience in similar projects, demonstrated capabilities, including demonstrated ability to work effectively with other service and system providers. So
that's,
I don't know,
excellent.
If that's strong enough for you.
Well,
or?
No, that's perfect, because then it should be supply. It's very consistent. We're telling him he has to supply it.
I have no
problem. And later on,
that.
We tell him what he needs to supply.
Excellent.
Jeanette?
I'll ask her, because he would know. But I'm looking at the experience and expertise that you're looking for on a number of different things.
Yeah, I agree.
The impact on railroads, trails, railroad trails, the repairs of railroads, construction of trails, blah, blah, blah. You want to get somebody for $30,000 that has that kind of knowledge? You really?
My company would supply you a 10-page document, single line spaced, on all the different things we offer to our clients.
For $30,000?
For $30,000?
You can pick anyone out of the group, one from column A, one from column B, one from column B.
I'm asking you, because you said there should be more in it.
Right.
I'm asking you to look at this, and you really believe there's someone out there that's going to have this much expertise for $30,000. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it sounds like the...
My company wants to submit on this, but obviously it's a conflict of interest. They'd love to get this job.
And I, just to echo Jeanette, I have kind of the same concern. I'm heartened to hear what you're saying, Herb. I have the same concern, but that's also in part why I was careful to use the should, just to allow it to be open to, you know, we're saying, this is what we're suggesting, that you have all this breadth of experience, but tell us what you've got, basically, is where it comes later. I have the same concerns as Jeanette. Like I said, I feel better that you're saying that we don't need to have those concerns.
Well, we want to pick the best possible consultant.
I agree.
So when they come to the table, if they don't have all of this, we're obviously going to pick the company that has most of it so we get the best possible bang for our buck.
That makes sense. I agree.
Any other comments on the qualifications section?
Qualifications.
That's where we just were, page 6. Okay, Dave, you wanted to go back to...
Yeah, you were in the scope of work.
Background? Wait.
Well, scope of work we're getting.
Okay, we didn't get to scope of work yet. If you want to go back to background, tell us what page.
On page 3, the very last paragraph, it's talking about the compromise again.
Well, we got rid of that word.
You got rid of it in on page 3?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Okay. We got rid of the word compromise.
And actually, all it needed to be is a proposal, a rail with trail.
That's what we did. We just we got rid of the word compromise.
We spent a compromise.
And we talked a lot about what could
about the other one.
No, we got rid of compromise.
Could have shut in one.
Okay. Moving on. Page
10?
10. Scope of work. Okay, comments on this section?
Yeah, I do.
Dave?
In other words, as I thought about this and I looked at this, and you look at the resolution emphasized economic development, not health and quality of life issues, though they are important, the resolution is entirely focused on economic development, and that needs to be the primary emphasis. So I think a slight rewording of that might help out. And if you read through where it comes up, the scope of work should directly address the feasibility development of rail width. And it should be with an economic assessment by township with respect to optimum economic feasibility and the most appropriate development of the UND corridor, taking into consideration health and quality of life issues. Because the resolution was dealing with economic development. Now, this still keeps the health, but it makes it as, in other words, as part of it. But the resolution, as you know, is geared towards economic development.
Any other thoughts?
What does this have to do with I don't understand that.
Because it kind of changes.
Because the scope of work is what this committee now is looking for. We're not basing it on the resolution that was passed a year and a half ago, because that very well could change. So you don't want to base your scope of work on what that particular policy.
I think Dave's referring to Resolution 155, April 2015, that created this committee.
The one that created this committee, if you read that, it zeroed in on economic development. But
can we get a copy of that, right?
155?
Yeah, 155. I think, and we should discuss this, I think that I hear what you're saying, Dave. I don't think that the committee's bound to the strictest sense of the language of the resolution creating us, because this right now is us as a committee reaching out for a consultant to help us with our work, and I think we're given a tremendous amount of latitude in terms of how we craft this language, but that it's something to discuss. I don't think we have to stick that. Let's look at Resolution 155. And again, this is directly from the notes of what we agreed upon last year.
I understood that. Yeah. I understand that. But, you know, once it was drawn up, you intended to have a slightly different...
I'm totally with you. Yeah.
And that's why, in other words, it's not a giant change, but it does stress the economic development, and then it does...
Do you want to read your... Well, let's wait till Fawn's back, but if you have it in front of you, will you say your line?
I don't have it written down. I typed it and I got it in my printer.
So I'm going to, Herb gave me the language, I'm going to read it to you, thank you. The language from the resolution and the resolve, just so everyone can hear what Dave's referring to. Can everyone pay, listen for a moment? One conversation.
That's okay.
Okay. Conducting, everyone, can we all listen for 1 second so I'm just not reading out loud for no reason? Because we have one copy right here.
I thought it wasn't my time.
The UND Corridor Advisory Committee shall be established for the purpose of conducting a thorough reexamination and study of the work completed to date with the addition of an economic assessment by township with respect to optimum economic feasibility of the UND Corridor. B, following Ulster County's procurement process, the committee will retain the services of an independent consultant to assist with the review and additional research as defined by the committee to help determine the most appropriate development of the UND corridor, and see then by no later than 2015. So, I mean, one could argue that in A, certainly we talk about the thorough reexamination, and it specifically adds the economic assessment and economic feasibility of the corridor, but in B, gives the committee the latitude to define what we need to make the determination of what's most appropriate.
Agreed.
But this wording came right out directly out of the resolution.
I just read you the resolution.
Right, and that's what it does. So the only thing I added to it was taking into consideration our quality of life issues. So in other words, it actually pulls right out of the resolution.
But
the
what
economic assessment by township for optimum economic feasibility and most appropriate development of UND corridor, comma, taking into consideration health and quality of life issues. That way it actually quotes right after the
But it limits it to just, I mean, from my perspective, that focuses it so strictly on the economic development. It adds the taking into consideration, yes, but I think what this committee is charged with doing is bigger than a strict economic assessment.
Right, that's why you add the consideration of health and quality of life issues.
I prefer the language as it is.
Let's just leave it the way it is.
Just leave it the way it is.
And the highest and best use.
Yeah.
What
it's doing is it's there. It is accenting that more as opposed to the economic development.
It's appropriate because when you talk about health and quality of life, you're possibly talking about this county. I mean, if it ever comes to fruition, who knows? You know, major, you know.
I agree with Jeanette. I think it's appropriate in that we are talking about a county asset. So for me, it's I need to assess the full picture, and I think that's what the committee's trying to do.
Marathons, half marathon.
So what? Where is everybody?
It doesn't point out the resolution to look for the optimum economic feasibility. We don't even have that on there.
Well, it says the consideration of economic development.
Yeah.
Of a rail, trail, and rail with trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking into consideration issues of economic development, health, quality of life, and board. I mean, you have to look at all of that.
And economic development is first.
Where does everybody else, Vanna?
I had wanted to slip in environmental quality, but I'm going to assume, and I'm just saying this for the record, that's included in quality of life.
I read it in both health and quality of life.
Right.
There is a typo. Address the feasibility of development.
I got it.
Rail. Thank you. So
you know, only other thing is if you read 155 again,
mm-hmm.
It does say that consideration of economic development by town.
Yeah.
It does point out by town.
By township.
With
the addition of an economic assessment by township.
So, right. Consideration of issues of economic development by township.
Dave's letting his objection go.
I personally am
against adding that by township, even though I know that's what the resolution says.
Okay.
But I'll defer to the committee. I just, the by township, to me,
I think it's fine the way it is.
Yeah, I like the way it is.
So move.
What do you think, Jim?
You want to keep it the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so is there any other issues in 10? In section 10, okay.
Yeah, number 3, just instead of trial, let's put trail.
Where are you?
Build a rail with trail. Not
number
3 on
in 10. Oh, my gosh, I crossed it off the road trial.
No, well, depending on how long the lawsuit goes, it may be rail by trial.
It could be.
Okay.
I have something in number 2.
Manna?
Okay.
Not a deal breaker, but where it says in the last one where it says rail with trail, as well as issues related to accessibility for a wide range of users, including seniors and people with disabilities. I would like that language in there.
That's what's talking about.
Including issues.
You don't want to say including twice, so I said as well as issues related to accessibility for a wide range of users, including seniors and people with disabilities.
But that's what the word accessibility means, though. Do we want to highlight two
wide
individual groups?
As I said, it's not that not important to me. And you're right, accessibility for a wide range of users implies that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. You may.
I've been riding a bike since 1956. John Bind, we've probably ridden 100,000 miles. We've never encountered something called a high-speed bicycle. I would reword that section to say...
We go pretty darn fast, Tracy. I don't call it high-speed.
A road bicycle?
Pedestrians.
How about high-performance?
Yeah, leave it at that.
And hikers. I would just add, we have other uses proposed as well. Skiers, people on snowshoes. If you
put
the area in Kingston, it could be inline skaters. So maybe you want to say something like, to accommodate non-motorized uses, including walking, hiking, bicycling, winter uses, and leave it at that.
Ken, I might ask for language again in one moment, but
maybe
Ken.
Maybe we'll put tourism somewhere, too.
That'd be the economic impact.
Yeah, that's the economic impact, I would say.
Just to the high-speed bicycle comment, you know, there's a big difference. I understand that, you know, cyclists, but there's a big difference between mountain bike and, you know, a trek. They're, you know, a road bike with the thin tires that's designed to go at a higher rate of speed than a mountain bike.
And people don't ride them on paved surface. There's a wide range of bicycles out there. Everything from
Somebody cross trail bikes.
And Huffies, I know.
It's an artifact. Like, it just,
so if you
say if you bike
cycle,
and you know bikes, it doesn't
I think
sense.
Now
it
could be a unicycle.
On the bike.
Yeah, there is a guy who rides a unicycle on the walkabout.
I think, though, that if I recall what the generation, but the generation of this discussion, if I can go back in my mind, goes back to the possibility of a trail for road bikes, because remember we do have legislators, one in particular who's already said that he supports spending more money on this trail to have pervious paved surface in order to have it be open to these kinds of bicycles. So I don't know how we address that in here.
Maybe you could say cyclists and in parentheses both motor, mountain bicycles and
road bicycles. The accurate designation is on road and off road.
Yeah. Okay. Dave?
Well, I think when the original reasons that was put in, I know there's been, John Parry has received complaints about up in the reservoir area where people coming by because somebody was, bikes going really fast and, families walking by and yelling at them as they, or somebody on a Husky going at 5 miles an hour with their family and then somebody flying by them on a bike that, as you can do, you can go quite fast on one of the, on a bike depending on the incline, obviously.
So why don't we strike? So why don't we strike mountain bicycle and or high speed bicycles and put on road and off road bicycles?
Yeah.
I just
race.
Yeah, it's not a race truck. They don't use trails to race a bike.
Bicycles. Like, what is mine? I have a trail bike. I can do both.
Well, I mean, this is all begging the question, why do we even qualify trail? Like, if we got rid of that whole parentheses.
I would also do it.
But there are quality of life impacts on both of them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why are we qualifying to accommodate hikers?
Just take it out.
Just take all that whole parentheses out. Mm-hmm. And it'll say, estimate economic health and quality of life impacts of the railroad, the trail, and rail with trail, including issues related to accessibility for
that's
a wide range of users.
Fair enough.
There you go. That's
a great
compromise.
This is
more. Yeah, 'cause otherwise you have to put in unicycles.
Is it a compromise or a proposal?
Okay. Okay, so anything else in scope of work? Anything
wasn't
else?
The Bill Clinton trial?
Fix the trial.
I think that's our end. All right.
Which page?
That was it.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so we didn't, Carol, we didn't put any dates or we left all that to you to figure out.
We want to insert a map that we have to get from.
You're going to redo all of this and send it to me tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. The one thing that... The one thing that I will put into the project background is the budget.
Right, we did discuss that. Okay. Yeah, we agreed on that.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're talking about a time frame. This time of year, Mark and I did talk about it, and we think it should be on the street for 4 weeks because you're going to have these. You agree with that because of the people being A, these types of consultants are busy, and B, it's summer, and
August
still like to take
vacation time.
Okay.
Good number.
I have to ask them to submit enough copies. The committee members, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Tracy, Herb, Lynn, Carl, David, Manna, James, Jeanette, and Kenneth, that's the full committee. Will there be anyone else?
John should get one.
Parity.
Okay, absolutely.
One for the record.
And I was just thinking, I'd keep it confidential, but I think we should have a copy on file.
Okay, that answers that question. Mm-hmm. The time frame, the committee.
That's true.
All right, now here's where it gets a little more complicated. Juan is going to... redo it tomorrow. I will take it. I will put it in a finished form. Someone needs to sign off on it.
Okay. I appoint the chairman.
Yep.
Is that okay. Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Once you sign off on it, Mark also signs off on it, and then it can be released.
And I can do that electronically, or you need a physical signature?
Well, I can do it electronically. Do you have any particular firms that you would like it to go to?
I don't.
All right. No. Then I will put it on the Empire State Purchasing Group, and I can put it on the New York State Contract Reporter.
Yep. Contract Reporter.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
They already got
and Dig Safe New York.
There are, you have put an immense amount of detail in this RFP, but there are still going to be questions.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes can be the trickiest part of releasing to receiving. Would you be the one to whom the questions would be directed, or would that go to someone else?
Yeah, I'm guessing myself. Can I do it in consultation with Herb and the two of us?
Yeah.
Okay. Direct questions to Tracy. Okay. And the way that works, I don't think... I don't think anybody's done. You've done RFPs before.
Yeah.
The questions come in from the vendor. I will forward them to you. If they are a purchasing question, we will take care of it in the purchasing department. If it is about the scope of work or about the project, then I will refer it to you, and you can answer the question.
Okay.
My favorite answers are C-section 13.7, because it's already in there, dummy. You give me the answer, and then what happens is...
You're tough.
Oh, you can't believe how frustrating it is. Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
To spend hours doing that, and somebody asks you the simplest question
and
that's
it's
in black and white.
then there's a thing we put out. It's basically question and answer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get from different vendors, we'll put a couple of them together. Those then get sent to, again, Empire State Purchasing Group and the contractor's porter. In here is a receipt confirmation form that we ask the vendors to please tell us that they are going to submit. Usually they do, but it's not unusual to get people who do not submit it. It's also not unusual to get people who say, oh, yeah, we're going to send you one, and you never hear from them again. And usually I will take and submit addendums right to these people directly so I know that they have them. Okay, time frame, committee, direct to, number of copies, sign off, and would you like the resolutions included? The 155 and 275, 272.
275.
They do not have to go in there. If you want them in there, I can easily attach them.
What does everybody think?
Might get confusing.
Okay.
It's going to be confusing.
I'd leave them out.
References to it anyway.
I've done it both ways in different
prices. If they ask, we can.
We can supply it if they ask.
I mean, if we had a shorter document, we went into a lot of detail.
Okay. It's neither here nor there. And from who or whence do I get the map?
I was just going to ask, Chris, do you have a map in form that?
Yeah.
Of the entire corridor that we could.
You handed it out on our trip.
No, that was the 11, wasn't that 11 miles?
Yeah, because maybe
we can provide one.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah, I mean, we can adapt to what we have. I mean, it says rail, proposed rail trail.
Why don't we take that part out?
Okay. Yeah, if we could get something, that'd be great. Just
okay.
Reference.
I know where to find him.
That's my paperwork.
Once I get your changes and update everything in here, get Tracy sign off, I will also then include a copy of the contract for professional services. We always put a sample contract in there, and we're good to go.
Okay.
Okay?
So how soon could it go out conceivably?
Today's what, Tuesday?
Tuesday. They can make that up on Tuesday.
I'll try to do it by the end of the week.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay? But everybody's got to get back to me. I'm on vacation next week, if that wants to go out.
You were on vacation.
Well, I'm at the point where my career, where if I don't use it, I lose it. So.
Yeah, copy us both, and then if I have an issue with one of the things, I can tell her that, too, before I sign off, so that we can skip a step.
Do you have any questions of me?
You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Writing this history?
Yes.
All right, so we're at Friday. You have all the information that goes out. What typically is a return time?
Four weeks.
Our September Labor Day. Okay. Then we choose, hopefully, within a week.
Oh, forget Labor Day. I'm going to be in Virginia to a football game.
Okay.
4 weeks would be September 4th.
How long are you going?
No, I'm just trying to figure out the timeline.
Friday.
Gives them 2 weeks to get us a report back.
That's right.
For November 30th.
Well, then what you need to do is you need to have this committee get, I can immediately bring them up to Fawn to be dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
The scoring sheet and a copy of this and a copy of each one of the responses will go to each committee of the member of the committee.
Right.
Then you have to score them, which you have done before too. You've also
encourage everybody to lock themselves in their room for 6 to 8 hours.
No, that's very important though. That you don't share. Right.
And you should do it independently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what you need to do, Tracy, is schedule some kind of a meeting to sit down and talk about it. If you wish, we can bring in one or many or all of the responding agencies to talk to the committee. If we're lucky, you'll find one in there, and you won't need to do that.
Right.
But you might want to think ahead to how you're going to schedule that.
I think that we're going to have to all commit that we're going to do that reading and that deliberation on a very, very, very fast turn. I mean, a couple days in order to schedule the meeting where we discuss if we even need to call people in, because otherwise, we're going to be pushing it out weeks further.
What we can do is once I get the thing out,
mm-hmm.
we can, at that point in time, you and I can work out a schedule.
Probably a good idea to do a schedule and kind of calendar just to give us, so we can plan our days around when we think we're going to get it and all of that. Without that, it's hard to commit to a 2 or 3 day turnaround for me anyway.
But I will be on vacation next week and I will be on vacation later today.
Without the committee, give them 5 days.
3 days. I mean, it's a lot of work, but you just got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good. And again, if anybody has questions, I mean, don't be afraid to pick up the phone or send me an email.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Who's covering for you in your absence?
We should probably know.
You can always contact Mark Ryder, and he would.
But there'll be nothing to do once it goes out.
Once it goes out, there's nothing to do.
Other than answering questions.
What about those questions?
If they come in, Mark will take care of them. Because they come dressed to him.
That's what he means.
The last thing I just want to ask is, just because the question was directed to me, but for anyone else at the table, are there any particular firms that anyone wants it sent to, or is everyone fine with just putting it on these two?
I personally think you're going to cover them, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, great.
Chris, you would agree with that?
Yeah, we just do contract recorder and the purchase.
They would reach them from those two.
They all monitor it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Carol.
You're quite welcome.
And I'll be talking to a bunch of them.
Thank you for
staying
so late.
I hope you're getting comp time.
I haven't signed it.
I am getting comp time. I actually start at 8 o'clock, and I leave my house at 7:30. Really long day.
Okay, moving on. Okay, so this is done.
Moving on. There's more?
There is. It's going to be brief. But you actually even brought the document. So new business.
And I will tell you, I have to learn that I never want to be a legislator.
You haven't learned that by now?
Yeah.
New business.
Accolades are great and the pay is fabulous.
Jeanette, can we copy that press release that went out from Common Council today?
I
have it in my email.
About
but,
that
well, I'm going to discuss it regardless. So.
Do you think we should have that discussion? Because
I'd like to have that discussion.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'd like
I'm
to
totally
have that discussion.
I'm totally shocked that, you know, you want me to
make copies.
Can, you can, maybe Vaughn, could you make copies?
I got on vacation.
The press conference.
Yeah, and I only have it in digital form, so.
Oh, great.
I got that for the press. What?
I didn't see it.
Okay, so Jeanette, Fawn.
Yeah, I have
it. Yeah, Fawn's going to copy it, but James Noble issued a press release. I believe it was today. Today the 5th.
Well, they called me this morning.
Okay, so maybe we should just wait for the document. But summarizing in brief until everyone has a chance to look at the document, issued a press release announcing an event seeking public comment about the UND corridor. And in the press release, our chair is referenced as agreeing to the forum and two members, as appointed by the chair of the legislature, two from the Common Council, will facilitate the meetings. So I think it's important that we discuss this. I want everyone to look at this. But I was surprised to hear about it today. It came out, I guess, today. I had not heard about it before, and I have not had a chance to speak to our chair about it. I certainly will, simply because I feel like it's one thing for the Common Council, and certainly in their prerogative, to schedule any forum or hearing that they want to do to reach out to their citizens, but I question when our body, through our chair, is directly involved in that forum without discussing with this committee when this committee is trying to do its work.
I'm
so
shocked.
I'll open it to the floor.
I'll just share.
Dave had his hand first.
Well, I mean, I have to applaud him for doing it because that's one of the problems. We've had no public hearing, no public comments really on this, on the issue.
Well, that's not true.
That's totally not true. We've had a lot of
We've had 30 months of public comment.
The point is that they've not answered questions and put the people together at a public forum. So the
answer
idea
what question?
Putting together a public forum to actually have these questions answered and asked makes sense to me.
Well, there's nothing about
be
questions being answered. This
we
is
be
about
doing this.
Yeah, but this is this press release talks about nothing about questions being answered. It talks about if taking comments from the public what to do with the county asset, which again, it's in the city's purview to do what the city's going to do in terms of a public hearing.
The whole
Hold on, let's keep this one comment. Jeanette, and then I have two.
If I may, just for some information for you, because I've had this in my file, and I've had this discussion at the time with Tom Hoppe and Matt Dunn. In 2013, there was a resolution passed unanimously by the council, and it was directed to go to laws and rules by the alderman at large, Jim Noble. So he was well aware. He approved. He sent it forward. It was a unanimous vote, and it passed. So that was, let's see, the date, March 21st, 2013. It went to committee, and it was passed on third day of April and signed into law and approved by the mayor on the fifth day of April.
What year?
Also, 2013. Also, along with that, in August 11th of 2014, when there was discussion, you know, about the railroad and what we were, Kingston in particular I'm talking about, I'm not talking about any town or anything or other. There was a letter of support for Resolution 275 support from the mayor. And in there, he says that the vision has already served from the time they passed that resolution to this date more than $4.3 million to the city and $2 million to the county for rail trails and complete streets. So I maybe, you know, I will say, look, we pass a lot of resolutions. Maybe the alderman at large just had a lapse of memory that this was all done. But, I mean, this is, I don't know how you go back and undo something you've passed. And I've mentioned this before in different meetings that we had.
That's what this committee's doing.
I'm sorry?
I have Jim, Dave, Lynn.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving you the information.
Right, I know. I find the committee to see.
Following on, you know, Jeanette, all that being said, I mean, I can understand the city worrying about their couple miles.
Me too.
But now to look at, you know, going across five, six different municipalities, and also just, I kind of feel it might undermine what we're doing.
Well, you think we'd at least have some information about it prior to
Well, we do. The press release doesn't go out until tomorrow.
I know the press release doesn't go out until tomorrow. I know. I have Lynn and then Dave.
Yeah, I'm just basically following up on what Jim said. You know, we have spent hours trying to work on this issue in a collaborative way with all differing opinions, and it, to me, is hugely disrespectful to this body that this should be called. And then there's going to be two legislators designated to this without even the courtesy of a conversation with this group. He's the chairman. He's entitled to do it, but he is the chairman and the leader of us collectively. And I just am, I'm shocked that as a body, that we wouldn't all be shocked by this. It just, to me, I, you know, we talk about leadership. Leadership is if you have a specific agenda or a position on something, you come to the group that's working on it and you have the conversation. To find out through a press release, I'm appalled. It's beyond words at this juncture. I'm sorry. I have never seen anything like this before.
Well, I believe, first I want to address something that Jeanette said. The idea, in other words, we passed Resolution 275, but then we passed Resolution 155 to reconsider. And I think they're doing the same thing. They're looking at a reconsideration because they put that out and to say that, oh, we support 275, but then after time, they realize that, wait a minute, they kind of jumped on that when they shouldn't have. And I think that's what Matt Dunn has brought up himself. He's somebody that voted for it and didn't quite understand the whole thing until later on. Then he realized the implications of it. And I think the idea of asking people for information, I don't see that as a bad thing. And I admit, maybe John should have told you that Noble reached out to him. He probably should have done that. But he didn't. I guess Noble reached out to him, and then, you know, they had the conversation. He said, well, if you do it, then, I'll participate with you, and I'll put two other people on if you do it. He didn't know it.
It's not just, it's not me. I don't take things as a personal slight in any way.
Are you surprised?
It's this committee.
We've been undermined for years.
Well, you may have had that experience, but this is my first experience, and I have never seen anything so unprofessional.
I don't know. They can do whatever they want, you know. They can have public hearings.
Of course. I said the same.
I think what we should focus on is whether or not we should send communication to the chairman asking him what happened. How come we're not involved? I mean, how come we didn't know we're involved? Let's just move this along. It is what it is. If you want, you ask John whether or not, you know, we want to participate. He'll select somebody else. He'll select two legislators that aren't on this committee.
We already made decisions.
I wouldn't go. He's not even discussed it. I'm sorry. I am.
Okay, Ken Runk. One conversation. Ken Runk.
If we do, I'll go.
I mean, the way I understand it.
One conversation, please.
I'll go.
The way I understand it, and again, I haven't spoken with the chairman about it. I had a busy day today and haven't had a chance to chat with him about it. This is actually the first time I'm reading the press release. I've been told about it by others, prior to coming here tonight. But the way I understand it, the chairman had a conversation with Mr. Noble. And, would you participate if I had something? John said, yeah, I would participate if you had something. And all of a sudden, the press release was out, and the chairman didn't even know that the press release went out. So I'd like to at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's not true.
You know that because you have a crystal ball?
I know that because Mr. Noble was here today. In fact, you'll notice that the press release, the date is tomorrow.
They had sent
a copy, they had sent it out, and they walked over, I would assume Fawn might know, and they walked it over to the executive. I got a call from the press, and they sent me a copy. So any reason I know that is because, as you, I had spoken to the executive, and he met Jim Noble in the hallway. And he never said to him that this is what he was planning. They had casual talk. And then supposedly Mike went in his office. And there was the release.
I'm sorry.
Lynn. And quite frankly, if...
Thanks.
Okay.
Quite frankly... And I hear what you're saying, Ken, and I appreciate it, but you don't agree to something without talking with the very body that's looking at the issue. And otherwise, what it basically says is that we're here for no reason at all. We're here for nothing. We're just going through emotion. And I'm sorry, it's disrespectful to this group who has spent a lot of time and effort trying to work through these issues to totally disregard how we would have felt about something like this without even a conversation.
Dave?
Yeah, I don't read it that way. The point is that if these people want to gather up information, I applaud them for gathering up the information.
But who are these people? Are you saying you applaud?
The Common Council, the Noble, the President of the Council is looking to gather his information up. You got to realize that every time they have one of those trains, businesses in the city of Kingston, restaurants go up 300% or more. I mean, it has a really large impact.
Chuggington did that.
But I don't think... Let's stay on point.
If you look at the business increase in the city of Kingston, it's very important to the city of Kingston. It's the train.
I don't hear anyone disputing the city of Kingston or their right to hold a hearing. Yeah.
They want to hear all the questions, and they want to hear the answers. And I hope they do this in Shandaken.
No one at the table is disputing the city of Kingston's right to have whatever hearings.
Then why are we here, then? Right. Why are we here? If an informational meeting should be in every town and the city of Kingston for people to come in, and we know what's going to happen. We witnessed it for 2 years. the rail supporters are going to come in, and they're going to have with passion how they feel. And the trail people are going to come in, and with passion, they're going to tell you how you feel. And that's why this committee was created, so that before a final decision is made, and I, you know, quite frankly, yeah, you got a variety of people on this committee. We don't, none of us ever agree with one another 100%. But I thought
I wouldn't say
you
that
got, but I thought you did a hell of a job getting that RFP out. Now, that's meaningless. If a consultant's going to come in now and he's going to make a recommendation to this committee is going to make a recommendation to the full legislature. In the meantime, you have now the alderman at large and the chairman of the legislature having all these people come in. By what expertise are they going to have to put it all together? I don't get it. We weren't able to do it for the last 2 years. I mean, you're starting now, you know, to try to, you know, come up with a consensus of what's the best direction to take. And my mind is wide open. If they come back and they find a way that you could do rail and trail where we thought it couldn't be done, and you have the money, and we're going out to bid eventually, I would imagine sooner than later. Who knows? Maybe there's an angel out there with a couple $100 million that'll be able to give us an incredible proposal. I don't know.
Thanks. I mean, just direct this through the chair to Lynn's concerns about that. I totally understand, and I understand the offense that's felt. I felt it a little bit, but I also don't think that this harms our work. I think that it's not necessarily I don't think that it does anything to undermine our work. It may be apart from our work. It may be aside from our work. It may be parallel to our work. It may waste their time, but I don't see how it affects the final product that we're going to put out. I mean, that's I heard about it from the executive called me today and asked how I felt being undermined, you know, that the chairman was undermining our committee. And I said, well, I don't think he's undermining our committee. Well, what about this? I said, well, again, I think that the offense it takes it to a higher level than it's going to end up being in usefulness. That is, I just don't. If my attitude was when I sat and thought about it, if they want to waste their time. They're not the ones making the decision on this. Yeah, this committee is making the decision, and the legislature is making the decision. I just that's the way I felt about it.
Yeah, and
so.
That doesn't take away from that.
I'm going to go to, no, I've, Carly.
Well, actually, it's kind of what I was, what Ken had mentioned, is that the policy decisions are ours. The county owns the corridor, except the 11.5 miles through the reservoir. The city owns 3 miles of it. They could do whatever they want. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a slap in the face. I mean, it actually hasn't hit me yet, so I'm sorry if, you know, I got a little middle about being offensive.
I'm just sharing how I felt. Yeah, so I get it. Yeah. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Right.
It's been a long road here.
They're going to reinvent the wheel and end up in the same place that they started, except that
people are going to
get publicity.
No, they're probably going to come out of that with information and appoint a UND corridor study.
oh, wait a minute. From the Strand up to the Kingston Hospital?
Yeah. The question is, can we get them to pay for it?
From the Strand to the Kingston Hospital. Move to hospital.
The conservative brain.
I got to go to work.
There you go. Dave, do you have one last comment?
I got a 9 o'clock meeting.
Yeah.
When the time comes, I'll motion for adjournment.
The meeting before we talked about the Ellenville Millions.
Right.
What I liked about that project, and I aired that, was that there was a full public participation in it. There has not been any public participation in the UND Railroad Corridor the way that it should be. The way that we, for instance, when we put together ultimately tomorrow we grabbed a lot of people in there and they sat down and they talked and they compromised and they discussed what they were going to do. In the Ellenville 1 million, that's what they did, that's what they were charged to do. And they sat there and they discussed it and they came up with, you know, where that money should be spent. We have not done this with that, this quarter. It's been either handed down or a resolution's been put out. Yeah, there's people that come and speak, but that's not the same thing as facilitating something like this. So I applaud him for facilitating this, and I hope all the towns want to do that because the county's not doing it.
The UND.
So what are we? We're not doing. I don't want to pursue this.
Okay.
No, you don't.
All right.
I feel like we can
because,
talk.
Well, because this is important. You know, you can't make those kind of comments and then just walk out of here as if everything's okay. Yeah. You know, first off, when Lynn Archer put in her resolution, there was a lot of work she did on it. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of time. And she spent a lot of time educating people. I knew what she was looking for. I supported it. Okay? We had a letter from the council from the city of Kingston. This is fantastic. Unanimous. You know, the mayor, fantastic. What's not good about it? So I vote yes. Okay? So now the issue comes up with Kingston. First, the railroad would be very happy if they could keep what they have from the plaza. I think they want to go further out in the flats, as I understand it. Well, that resolution is almost now a year and a half old. There's never been an attempt to amend it. You know, we haven't had the discussion. And that's why this committee was formed. There was a proposal made by the executive. He found a way, he felt, that Kingston could keep the rail if the legislature supported it. But he doesn't have a vote. So that hasn't gone anywhere. So now this is from 2013. So, I mean, come on. This is crazy. So if somebody wanted to have a formal informational meeting at any time, they could have had opened up where we have section and invited everybody. You could have taken a leadership role. Instead of complaining now after 3 years, there was never any discussion. None. I don't know where the hell I've been in. I must have been in Never Never Land.
I feel like I've been involved in a lot of discussion.
You know, my God almighty. So I'm sorry. I take offense for Lynn, for the work she's done, for the work you've done, and everybody else that has done on this issue.
Together actually discussing this with the way they did it up in Adirondack and things like that. There's been those things? No, there has not been those things. We all know that there has not been that stuff.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be on the committee.
Our resolution was handed down.
That's not fair. Okay, that's,
Chairman,
we're getting...
I would welcome a conversation with the chairman around this. I would love to have
him sit around
this table.
There's a motion.
Has he ever done a conversation? Yes. Has he ever had a conversation?
Okay.
Wait a minute. I need to address this because I don't get pissed off, but I'm getting pissed off. Because, damn it, he has never, ever come to us and said, here's how I feel, or let's do this, or let's do that. He does it after the fact.
We're talking about this.
I'm sorry. This is,
and he always
unacceptable.
When
we talk about leadership, that's leadership. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You definitely don't have to apologize. No one has to apologize. There's a motion on the table and a second.
The person who
moves
here left.
Oh, but the person who moves here.
I was on the list, but I will.
Maybe we have to get a new motion because the person.
I'll move. We adjourn.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
Well, Carl left. You can't make a motion and then leave.
And Jim's ready to go.
Who seconds it?
Terrible.
Who seconded the motion now?
I did.
Okay. We're good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.